And welcome into another episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Joining us today, we have the CEO of Columbia Grain, Jeff Van Pevenage, is with us. Jeff, great to have you join us here today. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Jesse. Thanks so much for hosting me on today, and looking forward to having a great conversation with you.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. I know a busy schedule for you. A lot of things going on with Columbia Grain here, not only in the last few years, but even this year as well. And let's just start, maybe catch us up on some of the latest news from Columbia Grain. I know that there is something in the works for a consumer bean line. You guys have different plants you've acquired here recently. So just catch us up on some of the latest with the company right now, Jeff.
Sure. You know, over the last, you know, really 17 years, Jesse, we've really been focused on our specialty crop businesses, peas, lentils, chickpeas, canola, those types of products. And we're now kind of moving into a phase where part of our strategy is to move with a lot more ingredient products downstream, as opposed to just buying and selling bulk commodities. So we acquired a facility in Hastings, Nebraska last year that has lots of space, lots of room, and we are in the process of installing a small pack line so that we can come out with our own branded product we're calling Balanced Bushel, which was a product name that we asked our employees to help name how we're going to do it. We had a contest, and Balanced Bushel was the brand name we chose. So we'll be coming out in probably Q2 of this year with small pack lentils, split green peas, pinto beans, polished black beans, kidney beans, kind of your basic staple legume products into stores in Columbia Grain's own brand. And we'll be using e-commerce, we'll be using Amazon, and working with direct consumer via some of the grocery store outlets to get our product out there. And that'll be being done out of our Hastings, Nebraska site. But Columbia Grain has 9 processing plants across our footprint that will be feeding into that facility as well. So we're really excited about having our own product out there with our own name on it.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things. And you mentioned that footprint, and it's a rather large footprint across the Pacific Northwest, the Northern Plains region. And you mentioned all those facilities. So a lot of things that Columbia Grain is working on here right now. And I know as well with this year ahead, you're going to be busy. World Pulse Day is coming up here in February. You're going to be traveling abroad quite a bit here, working with international customers. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, Jesse. As I built the business in the Pulse side of our world from about 2005 to 2015, I probably spent 3 months of the year out on the road. So the last 2 years of not traveling anywhere has kind of got me itching to go, but it's time. You know, we look at ourselves, these markets just don't evolve. It takes companies like ourselves that are out and meeting with the buyers all over the world to get a good feel for what's necessary, what's needed, what's the consumer wanting. We look at ourselves as market makers for these products. So it's time for us to get out there and see and actually visit with customers face to face. So we can start preparing for, you know, what kind of contracts we're going to offer growers, and which products do we want more of, which products do we want less of, and make sure that we are out there spreading, you know, American product, American grown, high quality Columbia Grain product, and getting it into as many markets as we possibly can. So I'll be traveling into Spain, Italy, Greece, and had been hoping to go into the World Pulse Day, but due to COVID, we're going to push that back, it sounds like, into later in the year. Nevertheless, I'm still going to get out there here this spring, and we're going to go talk markets with customers.
Well, talk markets with customers, talk markets with us a little bit. What is the state of the Pulse market right now? I know supply chain issues are something we hear a lot about throughout agriculture, throughout all walks of life. Are supply chain issues affecting exporting right now? Talk about that a little bit, and talk about the Pulse markets in general.
We went through a pretty severe drought through the majority of the pulse producing area this year, Montana, Western North Dakota, Washington, Idaho. Production in the United States was down roughly about 45% to 50% in almost all pulse crops. Nevertheless, we've seen really strong demand from the U.S., which has been good this year. because exporting has been very difficult. Container shortages everywhere. We've got, you know, our team has worked so hard to find any port possible. We're pushing product down through Houston today into the South American markets, which is something we'd never done before. Most of it had gone through Seattle. Well, today, most container lines aren't stopping in Seattle and aren't taking any more bookings to go out of Seattle. We've got product going out of Vancouver, British Columbia. We've got product going out of Montreal. We've got product going out of Houston now. Anything we can do to keep it moving. But I would say that because of the supply chain issues, I think it has limited the amount of exports possible and a little bit of the demand factor. But luckily, the United States market has seen strong demand for proteins, ingredients, so a lot of peas, a lot of chickpeas, and some lentils that are staying in the United States. With the smaller supplies we had this year, it's kind of worked out all right.
Well, talking about supply chain issues and looking into 2022, what are some ways you see things getting rectified a little bit as we move into this year, Jeff?
Well, hopefully we see some normalization to the flow of containers. I think it's going to be difficult, to be honest. I think it's still going to take another 6 to 9 months before we get back to a completely normal export market. What is certainly key to it for the United States is having the quality of product, having a bagged product so we can get into those markets. When you've got places like India who are not importing a lot, and it's really difficult to get containers to India today. So we're going to miss a lot of that market. So it's important to have a product available to consumers that they want. And South America and European markets want a cleaned, high quality packaged product. So I'm happy that we have the assets to be able to hit those markets and keep product flowing.
Great stuff. Jeff, any other final thoughts you have for us here today before we run out of time?
I think it's going to be really important for producers to take a look at what they think they want to grow. Let's talk about seed. We had, you know, a difficult growing season last year, so seed supplies could be very tight going in this spring. Almost every market is really strong right now. You couldn't hardly grow a bad product and not get a return out of it this year. So spend a lot of time talking with managers out there and understanding what the market really wants and get your seed spoken for as early as you possibly can.
Well, you can learn more online, ColumbiaGrain.com. Again, that is ColumbiaGrain.com. With that, the CEO of Columbia Grain International, Jeff Van Pevenage, thanks for joining us today on American Ag Today.
You bet. Thank you, Jesse.
And that's going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.